Deacons, in the same way, must be reverent, not double-tongued, not devoted to a lot of wine, not greedy for money, holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. Let them also first be tested, then let them serve as deacons, if they are blameless. Their wives in the same way must be reverent, not slanderers, temperate, faithful in all things. Let deacons be husbands of one wife, ruling their children in their own house as well. For those who have served well as deacons gain for themselves a good standing, and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. These things I write to you, hoping to come to you shortly, but if I wait long, that you may know how people ought to behave themselves in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Without controversy, the mystery of godliness is great. He was revealed in the flesh, justified by the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, and received up in glory.